Sex and Money with Jess is a podcast dedicated to helping you deepen your relationship with yourself and others when it comes to sex and money. I'm your host, Jess, and my mission is to give you the tools to step outside of your comfort zone and into your empowered self. Here, I encourage you to let go of shame and societal pressures and reimagine your future the way you want it. If you're ready to gain more confidence, feel sexier, and become more secure in your finances, I invite you to put on your favorite outfit, pull out your bank statements, and let's get started. Hello. I hope all is going well. I originally recorded this episode the day of the election, but apparently there were some audio issues, so we're re-recording this. And at the time of the election, we obviously didn't know who our next president-elect would be, but we do now, because I'm recording it later, and that is President Trump. He will be serving his second term. For many of you, that is a scary, disheartening thought that this man could be elected again. I am in that boat. And for others who voted for him, you are happy and you have your reasons. And that's the beautiful thing about democracy, is that we as citizens get to choose through our voices at the polls. I'm grateful for that privilege and that opportunity in life. And I would encourage you that if you did not show up to vote, that over the next 2 years and also 4 years, that you think about why you don't show up to vote, because that is how you get your voice heard. And a lot of people think, oh, I just have to vote every 4 years for the presidential election. But really, where things matter is at your local elections. And that comes every 2 years. You're going to vote in your House of Representatives. And your senators have 6 years to their name in Congress. And so every once in a while, you're also going to be voting for your representatives there. So it's very important that we show up for our local elections and that we show up for elections in general, because that's how we get our representatives in. And those are the people who are going to actually make a difference. The president has a little bit of power, but really not that much power. And so we don't want to focus on the president necessarily, although important. When it comes to our finances and when it comes to our autonomy, our sex lives, really it comes down to who your local representatives are. They're the ones who are passing policies. They're the ones who are approving who gets on the Supreme Court. The president will nominate, but it's Congress who does the hearings and approves and pushes it through. You have varying different degrees and levels of who has what powers and who can do what. But, you know, a few years ago, we saw the overturning of Roe v. Wade, and our nation has changed because of that. But we are seeing in our elections that on the ballots, we saw a lot of abortion propositions across the country in some states about whether or not to enshrine abortion as a right in the Constitution for that state. This is where it's important. It's also important in the representatives that you put into Congress, because they're the ones who are passing the laws, passing the bills. And so we want to make sure that we are voting for the voice that we want to be heard. And it's also important to recognize that, yeah, it's scary. Yeah, it's painful to see what we deem as not a good upcoming 4 years. We don't know what's going to happen to our nation, but we also are in that boat every single time a new president-elect comes in, a new, you know, slew of House of Representatives come in, new congressmen come in and women come in. Things change. Our country is constantly changing and evolving based on who we vote in, based on the propositions that we pass and don't pass. And it's scary because it does affect our finances. You know, when after President Trump elect was chosen, our stock market soared. And a lot of people from a financial perspective were elated when they saw that happen because that meant more money into their pockets, more money into the economy. But then we have also scary sides of it, which Florida didn't pass their abortion rights. They needed a 60% threshold, and I think it was at like 57% or something to push the right to an abortion up until viability. So they're still at their 6-week ban, I believe. So there are these things that it's important to show up, and it's important to exercise our right to vote. And sometimes when we vote, it doesn't mean that we're going to win. It doesn't mean that the outcome that we desire is going to happen, but at least you made a difference, even if it doesn't feel like it. And I think that's something that I want to touch on a little bit is sometimes we think we are one person. So what difference are we going to make? One of my favorite authors at the moment, she just came out with her book. I went on her book tour. Such an amazing woman. Her name is Sharon McMahon. And if you are on Instagram, you can follow her at Sharon Says So. But her book that she just came out with is called The Small and the Mighty. And she goes through and picks people from history who are small but mighty, who make a difference. And it's beautiful, touching stories to read or listen to and to learn about because we hear about big names. But we don't see the small people who actually do make a difference and who impact things decades down the road. So it might feel like you aren't doing much by showing up to the voting centers and casting your vote. It might feel like having that conversation at Thanksgiving with your great uncle who thinks completely different than you isn't going to make a difference. It might feel that you investing or volunteering that local charity isn't going to make a difference, but it does. The same thing, if we bring it in personally, it might feel like choosing a different path for your finances or choosing to explore your body more and understand your sexuality more might not make a difference. It might feel like that in the moment. Because it's one small thing that you're doing. What is it going to lead to? You know, it doesn't feel like a lot. But over time, and as we continue to show up daily, weekly, monthly, making those small strides, continuing on the path that we want, it's going to make a big difference. You might be sad right now, and you might be scared for the next 4 years. There are some things that I'm nervous about, but we can also get through those 4 years. We can also continue to make the changes in our lives, having the conversations, working on the goals and dreams that we have set for ourselves, learning more about who we are, and watching the impact that that has at a more local level than fearing what's happening at our national level. You are small. But you are mighty. And that is the biggest lesson that I took away from Sharon. And you can look at that from how you're going to impact the whole entire country to something as granular of how are you going to impact your own life? What changes do you want to make? What differences do you want to create that are going to push you forward and help you excel in the areas that you want to excel? I know I've got a long list of things that I want to do, and I'm working on it. Am I perfect? Absolutely not. But I know that I am small and I know that I am mighty. And I know that in my neck of the woods, I know that in the changes that I do in my life, it's going to have a trickle-out effect and it's going to help others change theirs. And maybe one day it'll impact a nation, it'll impact the world. But if I can change one person's life, if I can make an impact on my life and then impact the next person's life and then impact the person after that, I've done my job. So, yeah, it might be scary. And yeah, we might be watching things unravel or things become solidified in front of our faces that scare the ever-living shit out of us from this presidential election. But just know that change happens here where you're at, not on the big scale. It goes from the small to the big. Continue on the path that you're headed. Sit down with yourself and ask yourself, what can you do? What can you do today that will make an impact for tomorrow? I love you all, and I'm sending you the biggest hug. If you are in the same boat as me, where you're scared and you're uncertain and you're like, I need to flee the country now, I'm sending you the biggest, biggest hug. And I am also giving you a big hug for those of you who chose differently. Those of you who voted for Trump, you deserve just as much love because that was your right. So hugs all around and much, much love. I hope you have a good day.
Thank you for listening. I hope this episode left you feeling more confident in the future you are creating. I would love to hear your thoughts on the podcast, so please leave a review. And remember, sharing is caring. If you know somebody who could benefit from this podcast on their own personal journey, please share it with them. What I know we need more of in this world are people who are thriving in their financial and sexual lives. And if you're ready to dive in deeper, please go to lovealwaysjess.com/get started to find out more ways that you can work with me. May your day and week ahead be filled with love. See you next week.